Hi, this is Brenda Nicholson from ADD Moms and ADD Student with this Tuesday's 10-minute tip. I'm still on sort of an organizing theme again this week. And this time I wanted to talk to you about organizing something you might not think about, and that's your phone calls. Some of you that know me a little bit might be aware that in the last few weeks my youngest daughter has been very ill. She's been to emergency once and to the hospital a couple of times. And, you know, to add to all the stress that all of that causes, my husband's employer has decided to switch our health care insurance in the midst of all of that. So, needless to say, I've been on the phone a great deal in the past few weeks talking to my husband's employer and to the insurance companies as well as the various doctor's offices. And what has helped me tremendously is a technique that I have been using for more years than I can remember. It's probably one of the very first organizing kind of things that I ever did. And it starts with a spiral notebook. I like spiral notebooks because everything's contained. There are no loose papers falling out, unless, of course, you rip them out. But the idea is to keep everything in it. And I've even used very simple ones where I just wrote down anything I needed to know or remember, and then it was all there, and I knew where it was, and it was portable, and it was easy, and it was cheap. And I've taken that same kind of idea and applied it to phone calls that I make more often than phone calls that I receive. But what I do when I have to make a phone call, they're mostly, you know, falling under business type calls, but I suppose you could use it sometimes for personal use as well. But I start out with an entry for whatever phone call I'm going to make. If I'm calling the insurance company, for instance, I start with the date on the top of the page and the name of the company that I'm calling and their phone number, the number that I called. And then I put down sort of a theme, a title for my page. You know, what am I calling about, basically? So if I was calling to find a new doctor or what my health care coverage had switched to, I would put some sort of title like that up at the top so I would know what this particular phone call was about. And then I would put the time that I called. And then once the phone is answered by someone on the other end, I make sure to get their name. Even if I have to ask them to spell it or to repeat it, I make sure that I get a name before I start my conversation. And depending on what the phone call is about, if it's something that's complicated for me, or there are things that I want to make sure that I ask, for instance, if I were calling a doctor's office, I write down my list of questions on that paper before I make the phone call so that I can just add in my answers as I get them. Basically, what I do during the call is take notes of everything that I'm told, everything that's been said, clarify anything that I'm confused about to make sure that I understand it properly. And, you know, that's about it. If I get transferred to another person, I make note of the new person I talk to. Just anything at all that occurs during that phone conversation, I put a note on it. And then when I conclude the conversation, I've got notes to remind me of what we talked about, what my answers to my questions were. And not only that, but I have found so many times that I can use this information on a subsequent phone call. I can't tell you a couple of times, two or three that I can think of right off the top of my head, dealing with, you know, the car dealership, doing a repair on our car, dealing with our mortgage company. At one point we were getting a new loan for the house, and you run into questions and whatever. And in each instance, I was able to say to them, well, on this date, at this particular time, you know, on June 7th at 3:05 p.m., I spoke to Tracy in your whatever department, and this is what she told me. And I have had probably two or three different times at least, I've had people give me extra, more than I'm entitled to, or refund some money, or give me a better rate. I've had something good happen because I have got enough data to back up what I'm saying that they know I'm telling the truth. They can't argue with me. I think it's a really excellent, excellent habit to get into. And I just keep going through the spiral notebook. There's really not a lot of organization involved. If you find that you're making some really important phone calls you want to be able to refer back to easily, a quick post-it note on the side of the paper or up at the top, kind of a little bookmark thing, and maybe a little note about what this page is bookmarked for, what it's about, health insurance or whatever, and it'll help you find things really easily. It's done a lot for me in the past few weeks, and actually in all the years that I've been using it. So give it a try. Until next time.